Hello, friends! Welcome back to the Lateral Line Podcast, where we serve up weekly fishing reports, news, and tips to help you catch more fish. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. A quick note for you before we get started. This episode was originally recorded on October 27th, 2005, while I was out fishing with Captain Matt Talls in Crisfield, Maryland, and I thought it would only be fitting to reach back into the archives as we relaunch the Lateral Line Podcast to episode one to provide this for you. It has some great information. We go through the four seasons of fishing in Crisfield, which are still relevant today, and I know will help you catch more fish. I know you're going to love it. Here we go.
We're out here at down in Crisfield, Maryland, fishing out of Jeans Island State Park with Captain Matt Talls, the third of Chesapeake Angling. He does light tackle and fly fishing charters out of here at Crisfield. It's a pretty amazing place down here with all the marshes and creeks and stuff that you fish up in here. I've been fishing with Matt for probably like seven years.
Something like that.
7 or 8 years or something. We fished down here in Crisfield and also fished Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel together, and down Harkers, I've had some, Harkers Island, North Carolina, I've had some good days. So we're out here, we came down here, Chris Coyle and I today. Weatherman was calling for 10 to 15. And he was close, it's 10 miles an hour off, it's blowing 25. We went a little bit south and fished some creeks. Had some luck, but it's been real tough with this wind. There's plenty of fish here, but we're camped out here at a creek they call Matt Talls Creek. In here near the launch at the park, and just waiting for the tide to turn. It's caught a fish, and once this tide turns, I think we're going to have some good fishing. So we're just sitting here hanging out. How long have you been fishing, Matt?
Well, most of my life here out of Crisfield, which I guess has been as soon as I was old enough to cast a rod, so probably the last, 25, 28 years. But I've been guiding professionally down here for almost nine.
What tell us about the season. What I've been coming down here fishing with you in the fall, but I know the spring and the summer can be good too here. You only do light tackle and fly fishing, so some people are going to come down here. What would you recommend?
Ideally, our season typically kicks off right around the middle part of May, as soon as the water warms up a little bit, and we have exceptional spring fishing for stripers, speckled trout, bluefish, and croaker pretty much all through the season. But the spring season with the most activity for the fish move deep generally runs from May through mid-July. And again, the exceptional point of fishing generally picks up again after Labor Day and extends through the fall season right around Thanksgiving.
What can people expect size-wise in the way of sort of striped bass in the spring? And then I know they probably get a little bit smaller in the summertime, I would guess, but then into fall.
Well, it's easy for people to say that you come out and can catch big fish. We do get some really nice-sized fish up to 28, 30 inches. But on average, we can expect to get probably between 12, 16-inch fish in the summer. But during the spring and fall, we have a little bit better average running 18 to 24-inch on most of the stripers. The croaker, speckled trout, and bluefish all range in size up to 2 and 3 pounds, but generally don't get over 20 inches.
I think you and I have had some pretty good days fish 24 to 26 inches down south, but it's really, I guess, the nice thing about fishing here is that even on a day like today when the weatherman calls for 10 to 15 and it blows 25, there's plenty of areas to sort of hide. So you have a broad range of fishing. Can you explain sort of the whole area from maybe here down to Tangier where you normally fish? I know you even fish a little bit further south than that.
That's kind of difficult to summarize that broad area, Brandon, but all in all, it's just a vast expanse of marsh islands, some of which are inhabited, such as Smith Island and Tangier that we fish around. But predominantly, we're working marsh islands and little feeder creeks and tributaries that range throughout the Tangier Sound and work the shallow water structure from the stump fields to the many grass flats that we have here. But on days such as today and, you know, any other windy day, particularly in the fall when the fishing is a little better and the fish are schooled up chasing bait, we can really get up into a lot of these creeks and just expect to have a good day. Today's overall is kind of tough, but there's just so many areas I really couldn't even begin to summarize.
What do you think, just so the folks out there kind of get an idea, a lot of folks are used to trolling in the deeper water and maybe fishing for breaking fish, of which I know you guys have some out here and things like that, but you know, what's the average depth that you're normally fishing to give the guys sort of an idea of that structure?
Well, primarily I like to work anywhere from say 1 to 8, 10 feet of water. Ideally, I would say that I like to stay in the 2 to 5 foot range for most of my clients. They really find that it's much more appealing and gives them a sense of true flats or Florida flats, you know, back bay style fishing. And casting to the grass flats and undercut banks is just, it's more thrilling in my opinion than jigging deeper water or even chasing breaking fish, which are highly unpredictable. You really can't depend on them from day to day and their movement. Whereas we can pretty much calculate the movement with the tides and fishing the shallow water structure in creeks.
Now, the striped bass are pretty much the money fish, but when can, I know you've even caught some redfish. It's not something you really would target down here, but you do pick them up on occasion. And some guys really have an interest in picking up the speckled trout in the shallow water, which can be pretty fun. What are the best months sort of for the redfish and the speckled trout?
In the spring of the year, you're probably looking at the first crab shed generally comes off in the middle of May, say around the 10th through the 15th. And the optimum time for spring would probably range through June. Once the waters get a little hotter in July, it kind of tapers off for those type of fish, unless you're fishing very early in the morning or evening. And even then, it becomes more of a bait fishery where you depend on fishing soft crab and feeler. But in the fall, usually from late September through early October are your peak times that you can expect to catch specks and reds. This year, they've not been exceptional. We've been catching just some small specks. In fact, they haven't ranged any larger than 10, 12 inches. And last week we had a red that went probably 19 inches. So it's nothing huge, but still a lot of fun on the fly rod.
Well, excellent. Thanks a lot, Matt, for having Chris and I down here.
Hey, real quick before you go, please hit follow on your podcast player. It'll make sure that you don't miss any future episodes, and it helps support our show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.